Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. English for Everyone English Phrasal Verbs by DK is a practical English language learning workbook designed for learners who want to master one of the most difficult parts of everyday English. As part of the broader English for Everyone series, the book follows DK visual style and structured teaching approach, combining illustrated explanations, color coding, contextual examples, and practice activities. Its central aim is to help readers understand and use more than one deals in common phrasal verbs, which are essential for natural spoken and written communication but often confusing for learners because their meanings are not always literal. The book is positioned as a resource for intermediate to advanced learners, and it supports both self-study and classroom use. Rather than treating phrasal verbs as isolated vocabulary items, it presents them through everyday themes such as work, technology, relationships, and leisure. With sample sentences, exercises, reference support, and accompanying audio materials, it offers a systematic way to build familiarity, confidence, and fluency in a high-value area of English usage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a focus guide to a difficult area of English. One of the book's main strengths is its narrow but important focus. Phrasal verbs are a persistent challenge for English learners because they often combine a common verb with a short particle and produce a meaning that cannot be guessed directly from the individual words. Expressions built around verbs such as get, take, put, go, and come are everywhere in natural English, especially in speech and formal writing, workplace communication, and daily conversation. This book addresses that problem directly by concentrating on more than 1,000 widely used phrasal verbs rather than trying to cover all of English vocabulary at once. That makes it especially useful for learners who already know general grammar and core vocabulary, but still feel blocked by idiomatic usage. The value of the book lies in its practical selection. It focuses on phrasal verbs that learners are likely to meet and need, instead of turning the subject into an abstract linguistic survey. By treating phrasal verbs as a major fluency barrier, the book acknowledges a real need in language learning. Its content is therefore not merely supplemental vocabulary practice, but a targeted intervention in an area that often separates competent learners from more natural, confident users of English. Secondly, visual teaching and clear structure support retention. A defining feature of the English for Everyone series is its visual method, and this book applies that approach to vocabulary that is often taught too densely or too abstractly. Instead of relying only on long verbal explanations, the book uses illustrations, clear layout, and color-coded presentation to make meanings easier to process. That matters because phrasal verbs are not simply words to memorize. Learners need to distinguish between literal and figurative meanings, notice patterns, and connect forms with real situations. The visual organization helps reduce overload and gives each item a clearer place within the learning process. The structure also contributes to the book's effectiveness. New language is introduced in manageable modules, with examples and practice closely linked to each section. This lets learners move from recognition to controlled use in a way that feels orderly rather than overwhelming. The design is especially helpful for independent learners who may not have a teacher to explain every nuance. In a crowded market of grammar and vocabulary books, the clarity of presentation is a serious advantage. The book does not simplify the subject by ignoring difficulty, but it makes that difficulty more approachable through methodical arrangement and accessible explanation. Thirdly, learning in context rather than memorizing lists. Another important topic in the book is its emphasis on context. Phrasal verbs are often confusing when presented as bare dictionary entries because many have multiple meanings and different levels of formality. This book responds by grouping them around practical themes such as work, education, relationships, technology, and leisure. That thematic organization reflects how language is actually encountered in daily life. Learners are more likely to remember a phrasal verb when they meet it inside a familiar situation than when they memorize it from an isolated list. Context also helps learners understand use, tone, and likely collocations. For example, by embedding phrasal verbs in sample sentences and everyday scenarios, the book supports that second stage of learning. This approach is particularly useful for learners aiming at real fluency rather than test-oriented recognition alone. It helps bridge the gap between passive knowledge and active use. The method also makes the book more practical for teachers, who can draw on topic-based units for lesson planning. Overall, the contextual design reflects a modern language teaching principle that vocabulary is best learned as part of meaningful communication. Fourthly, practice exercises and audio reinforce active use. The book is not only a reference source, but also a practice-driven workbook. That distinction is important because learners rarely gain control of phrasal verbs through reading definitions alone. They need repeated exposure, recall, and application. The inclusion of exercises after teaching sections gives the book a clear learning cycle presentation, example, and reinforcement. This encourages active engagement and makes the material more suitable for gradual mastery. The exercises also reflect the book workbook identity, asking learners to do more than browse. That practical format may be less convenient for some digital readers, but pedagogically it is a strength because it turns recognition into use. Supporting audio adds another important dimension. Since phrasal verbs appear constantly in spoken English, listening practice helps learners hear them in realistic rhythm and pronunciation. Audio support is particularly valuable for learners who can understand written English better than spoken English, a common imbalance at intermediate and advanced levels. By combining print explanation with listening input, the book supports more complete language development. This multimodal approach increases the chance that learners will not only know what a phrasal verb means, but also recognize it quickly in speech and feel more prepared to use it naturally in conversation. Lastly, reference value for long-term fluency building. Beyond its lesson-based teaching, the book also functions as a useful reference tool. One of its practical features is the listing of phrasal verbs by key verb, such as put, take, or get. This is helpful because learners often notice families of expressions built around the same base verb and want to compare meanings systematically. Organizing material this way supports review, revision, and pattern recognition. It also makes the book valuable after the first complete read-through. Instead of becoming irrelevant once the exercises are done, it can continue to serve as a resource for checking usage, refreshing memory, and consolidating vocabulary over time. This long-term usefulness matters in a subject where mastery comes slowly. Phrasal verbs are not usually learned in one pass, and learners often need repeated encounters before they become automatic. The book supports that reality by combining structured lessons with reference access. It is therefore suited to both continuous study and selective consultation. For teachers, that dual function increases classroom usefulness. For self-learners, it creates a sense of progression without losing flexibility. In category terms, the book stands out by balancing workbook guidance with reference convenience, making it more durable than a simple list-based phrase collection. In conclusion, English for Everyone English Phrasal Verbs is best suited to intermediate and advanced learners of English who already have a basic foundation and want to sound more natural, fluent, and confident. It is also a strong option for teachers who need organized material for vocabulary development, especially in areas that connect directly to everyday conversation and practical communication. The book offers clear benefits. It helps learners understand meanings that are often non-literal, recognize phrasal verbs in context, practice them actively, and hear them through supporting audio. These features make it useful not only for expanding vocabulary, but also for improving listening, speaking, and written expression. What distinguishes it from many similar books is its combination of careful visual design, topic-based organization, exercise-driven learning, and reference support. Some books on phrasal verbs are either too dictionary-like or too narrow in their examples, but this one is structured as a full learning system. Its presentation lowers the difficulty of a notoriously hard topic without oversimplifying it. For learners who feel that phrasal verbs are a barrier between textbook English and real English, this book offers a practical and well-organized path forward. It stands out as a dependable resource because it is comprehensive, accessible, and designed for actual use rather than passive browsing. If you would like to support DK, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.